Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Ed Harry. The Italian motorcyclist Marco Simoncelli has died following a crash at the Malaysian MotoGP. Simoncelli fell on the second lap of the race and was hit by the bikes of Colin Edwards and Valentino Rossi. Nick Harris was there for the BBC.
In the impact of the accident, Marco Simoncelli's helmet did come off. Valentino Rossi was okay. Colin Edwards has dislocated his shoulder. Simoncelli was immediately taken to the medical centre. Of course, the race was stopped. And for 45 minutes they tried to resuscitate him, but at 4:56 local time they had to announce that Marco Simoncelli had passed away. Just a week ago at Phillip Island in Australia, he'd finished second in the race to Casey Stoner. He'd had another podium finish earlier in the season in the race to Casey Stoner. He'd had another podium finish earlier in the season and very, very much regarded as one of the big future stars in MotoGP, so much so that Honda were going to give him factory support for the team he rode for, the Italian Gresini team, next season.
Nick Harris in Malaysia. Now, as listeners to NewsHour have just been hearing, New Zealand have won the Rugby Union World Cup. They beat France by 8-7 in Auckland. It's the All Blacks' first World Cup success since they hosted the inaugural edition of the tournament 24 years ago, when they also beat France in the final. But for the class of 2011, it was far closer as a contest than many had predicted. New Zealand led 5-0 at the break, thanks to a Tony Woodcock try, but the All Blacks also lost fly half Aaron Cruden in that first period to a knee injury. After the break, his replacement Stephen Donald kicked a penalty, but France responded with a converted try and the momentum was very much with the Northern Hemisphere side. Even so, the BBC's Rugby Union correspondent Ian Robertson told us the right team won.
I think they just deserved and no more. It was a phenomenal performance by France. They've been pretty shabby here right the way through the tournament. They managed to lose to Tonga. They lost by 20 points to New Zealand in the pool stages, and they came back here to lose by 1 point, and they were a reformed and inspirational side at Eden Park in Auckland. It was a tremendous effort by them, and they came so close to winning. They had a penalty near the end which just shaved past the upright, and that was probably their best chance, but they still kept attacking, and it was just one of the great second half performances.
Now, one match has overshadowed all others in the English Premier League this weekend. For the first time since 1968, the Manchester clubs are meeting as the top two sides in England. City will open up a 5-point lead if they win, and they're going the right way about it. 28 minutes played at Old Trafford. It is Manchester City 1, Manchester United 0. Mario Balotelli with the goal after 21 minutes. Get the full story of the match and reaction from Old Trafford in Sports World with Lee James from 15 hours GMT. Live second half commentary is QPR again.